Jazz was once a man's world, but these days, more and more women lead bands of their own. One of these women is 36-year-old guitarist and composer Mary Halverson. She's making a name for herself with the distinctive sound she gets from her instrument, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
When you see Mary Halverson on stage, she doesn't look like much of a trailblazer.
Hello, everyone.
Halverson plays sitting down. She's small and mostly hidden behind her hollow body guitar and glasses. But then she starts to play, and the sounds coming out of her amp are anything but conventional.
I do like things that are unexpected. I often don't like music that's predictable, so you know what's coming next. So I like to try to throw in things that maybe are a little less predictable.
Halverson's playing is so unexpected that one music journalist described her approach as anti-guitar. She insists that is not intentional.
I'm not really thinking about being weird, if that makes sense. I'm just trying to play some music that I like, and it often comes out weird.
Halverson discovered the electric guitar when she was 11, growing up in Brookline, Massachusetts. But she went to college at Wesleyan University in Connecticut, planning to be a biologist. Then she walked into a music class taught by Anthony Braxton, the MacArthur Genius Grant-winning composer and saxophonist.
And I was just so bowled over by him and his music that I ended up dropping all the science classes within my first year somewhere. I thought, well, I can't not do this.
Halverson says Braxton encouraged her to find her own voice on the guitar.
He's so excited about everything, and he's such an inspiring person and encouraging people to explore. And it really made it fun, and it made it exciting, and it made you feel like there were unlimited possibilities.
Occasionally, Halverson still performs with Braxton. After graduation, Halverson moved to New York. At first, she worked in an office by day and played at night. But music has been her full-time job for close to a decade. And she works a lot, both as a leader and in bands led by other people, including the Young Philadelphians, with veteran guitarist Mark Ribot.
She can play atonally, she can play polytonally, she can find the melodies that are inherent in the piece and develop them and work with them and play them upside down and backwards and inside out.
Halverson's latest album is a collection of octets called Away With You. That's Halverson and pedal steel player Susan Alcorn. Her other collaborators include cellist Tamika Reed and saxophonist Ingrid Laubrock. Halverson says she sees more and more women on the bandstand all the time.
Which is amazing. I mean, it's not uncommon now for me to play in bands where women outnumber men. I think there's a real momentum and things are starting to shift.
But it's still not all that common to see a young woman leading a jazz band. Halverson says her philosophy as a leader is to give musicians the freedom to make their own choices, in much the same way that she found her own voice on the guitar.
For me, it's more a matter of just trusting my instincts. Even if you have a really simple idea, just, okay, I like this, I'm going to play it. And not worrying too much about what it is or what it sounds like or doesn't sound like. So I try as much as I can to just play what I like and trust what I like.
Which may be why Mary Halverson sounds like no other guitarist. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.